Peter Martell, oh, good guy and everything, but you win the competition. What's your feeling today?
Well, you know, I mean, it's kind of like I've said all camp. I don't really view it that way. Pete and I enjoyed working together, and I wish him well for certain, but we still have a week left in camp. Final cuts are this Saturday, so, I mean, I guess there's two parts to it for me. One, I don't feel like I've won anything yet, and two, I'm not here to just win a job. I'm not here to survive cut day. I'm here to help the Packers win football games. That's what I'm interested in doing. That's what I'm focused on doing. So for me, it's what do we got? Two more practices, then one more preseason game. Try to perform well in those outings. Hopefully still show that I'm the man for the job next week. See if that's the case, and then try to win some football games.
How much did Pete being here kind of help your hunting game, kind of make you focus in a little bit more, even though you said it wasn't necessarily a competition?
Well, I mean, I think, number one, Pete and I worked well together, so we enjoyed each other's company, and we bounced ideas off one another. So that's one thing. I think there's an advantage and a disadvantage to having another guy in camp. The disadvantage, in my opinion, is that you lose reps. So I don't have as many reps going into a season as I otherwise would. But the advantage is that there's no choice but to be more focused on those reps, because you know you got another guy who the personnel department's watching every day, and you know that you're not getting as many reps, so you better make the most of them. So I would say that it helped in that manner.
Obviously, you want the job. Did you feel it all for a guy like that growing up in Green Bay?
Oh, look, I mean, this is players talk about this every year, and I know it's no different for the coaches and the personnel departments. Cutting down to 75 and then cutting down to 53, it's not fun for anybody. Those guys have – the decision makers have tough decisions to make. And, the players, it's tough to work with guys for months or years on end, and then, boom, all of a sudden just gone. So, this week and next are a tough time, yeah, for sure.
Tim, do you think he has the like on the NFL? Do you think he'll make it in the NFL at some point?
Yeah, I think he's got a chance. I mean, it's tough for – it's just tough to break in. And Pete and I have talked at length about this several times. It's tough to break in. There's a number of guys who have had tremendous NFL careers. It took 3 or 4 years to make it in. It takes a little bit of good fortune of getting the right opportunity at the right time and then seizing that chance and performing well when you do get that opportunity. So he knows that. We've talked about all that. He's got the talent for it. It's just a matter of that happening. So he's got a great head on his shoulders, too, so I won't be surprised a bit if he does make it.